We're in a series this month called 66 Words to Live By about the Lord's Prayer. And today, Hank will be speaking about the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread."
Good morning, Harbor of Hope. I'm Hank. Thanks for being with us as a part of our service today. I'm curious, how many of you grew up in a family where you got hand-me-down clothes from brothers or sisters, or maybe it was a cousin? Yeah, me too. So I was the oldest boy, so I didn't have much of that in our own family, but my dad was a pastor, so we were always getting stuff from other families that their kids outgrew. And many of you can relate. You probably remember a family photo or an event from when you were little where the clothes didn't quite fit you. And why did we wear them at all then? Well, first of all, because mom told us to. And second, part of what we were told was that, don't worry about it. You'll grow into them one day, right? I heard an author describe the Lord's Prayer kind of like hand-me-down dress clothes that don't quite fit you. It might start off as a prayer to memorize, and then it becomes a template for how we pray our own words, kind of like we heard this morning, a model prayer. And finally, I think these 66 words to live by become a whole new way of relating to God if we'll let it. We make our worship, our submission, our dependence, our forgiveness, something that we strive for every single day. And that's the parts that show up in prayer. But we've got a lot of work to do if we're going to continue to grow into this hand-me-down prayer. So I want to pray it again today, except this time, let's use trespasses instead of debts. Okay? So for those of us who learned it that way, let's do that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. So this week, we're talking about the phrase, as Judy mentioned, give us this day our daily bread. This part of the prayer is about dependency on God. Dependency isn't a very positive sounding word, is it? Terms like chemical dependency or codependency come to mind, and neither of those are good things. The only thing that sounds good about dependency is when we get to count our kids as dependents at tax time, right? Other than that, dependence and dependency isn't all that positive sounding of a thing. As a culture, we actually strive for the opposite. We strive for independence and self-sufficiency. We can't wait to be old enough so that we're not dependent on our parents anymore. We call really rich people financially independent. That's right. Our founding document as a country is the Declaration of Independence. Because of our preference for independence and self-reliance, I think we might miss out on the extraordinary nature of this part of the prayer, though. And so as we dive into this today, I hope we can begin to see it maybe just a little bit differently. So give us this day our daily bread sounds like something that only someone who is really struggling with those basic needs would pray or should pray. At the beginning of COVID, many of us were concerned that somewhere along the line, we may not have enough food. And maybe even for us, we were furloughed. Or maybe some of us have even lost our jobs. But I'm saying that most of us, even when that happened, already had enough food in the fridge or the freezer to last us days, if not weeks. I know in my family, if we cracked open some of those cans of beans and vegetables way back in the pantry shelves, we might even be able to go for a month or more. Now, I'm not trying to make light of those that do have real need. I just say all of that to say it's probably a small portion of us who are in a place where we have to depend on God for much of anything on a daily basis. But our lives of independence are a stark contrast to how God has wired us up to live as people. And so the phrase daily bread is important. And so I want to go back to the Exodus story. We were there the first week. because I think there's a connection to daily bread there that might be good for us just to kind of wrap our minds around. So remember, God had just brought the ancient Israelites out of Egypt, and they were now on the other side of the Red Sea. God rescued them and protected them, and things were good until the fear and the hunger set in. It was in those first moments of hunger pains that they started complaining that they wanted to go back to the slavery and death that was there in Egypt, which sounds bizarre as you're reading the story. It was kind of like Stockholm Syndrome, where you love your captors and you want to return. But God wanted them to trust him and to depend on him every single day. So in Exodus chapter 16, we get this. Then the Lord said to Moses, "It will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day." And every day, God provided manna or bread. He sustained them with daily bread. It was God's everyday provision because God wanted everyday dependence on him. Now, if you fast forward to the New Testament, there are multiple places where we're encouraged to continue to live out this relationship, and even specifically to live out that relationship, not just with God our Father, but with Christ. And that we're supposed to have that same kind of everyday dependency on him. And so these are some words from John chapter 15, where Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, at first, it might sound a little harsh, like you can't do anything on your own, right? But what Jesus was actually saying here was that we aren't made for independence from God. We aren't made for independence from our Creator. Some of you are probably C.S. Lewis fans. He put it like this. He said, "A car is made to run on gasoline, and it would not run properly on anything else. Now, God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other." So I want you to remember, okay, that dependence on God isn't some crutch for weak people, which is oftentimes what people say. It's simply how we were designed to run. We're supposed to remain in that position of dependence on God, our Father, every single day. And so to better understand that dependence, I want to take a look at three words in the phrase. So first, let's talk about our in our daily bread, okay? My guess is this could be the biggest aha moment of the entire series. One of the most important aspects of this prayer is that the pronouns are always plural. There is no I or me or mine or my in the prayer. It's always us and we and our. It is always the prayer of someone in the context of community, not an individual. By the way, I have a friend who's going to be speaking for us next week, or at least that's the plan. And her name is Katie, and she's going to talk about this particular aspect, about how the prayer is plural. And I say that just as a quick heads up because I don't want you to miss next week. And so we'll just take this opportunity to invite you back early, okay? But I say all that, when we pray for daily bread, we cannot pray for bread without ourselves recognizing that there are others that don't have enough daily bread. One of the early church fathers around the 4th century BC, Basil the Great, put it this way in a sermon. He said, "The bread that is spoiling in your house belongs to the hungry. The shoes that are mildewing under your bed belong to those who have none. The clothes that are stored in your trunk belong to those who are naked. The money that depreciates in your treasury belongs to the poor." We need to live in total dependence on God, and at the same time, we need to be the living proof to others that God can be depended on for their needs. Many of you know that we have leaders involved with Table of Plenty. That's a local nonprofit that makes sure that people have food. And I'm so thankful for a ministry like that and the people that volunteer to make sure others have daily bread. We partner with another organization called Food for the Hungry. Harbor families as well, in groups also come across needs inside of our community, outside of our community, and our church as a whole comes across needs. You may not know this, but Harbor sometimes gives out grocery gift cards so that people can buy food or other basic essentials when we come across those needs. We want to be a spiritual community who responds to the needs that we come across. And as we're headed back into colder months, and nobody's quite certain what's going to happen with more cases of COVID this fall or this winter, I can't imagine that more needs won't arise and that we won't have more opportunities to help. So we want to make sure that Harbor has the funds to help. You might recall last week that I encouraged you to give to something that you were passionate about. If you didn't get a chance to do that, that's okay, because I actually have another giving opportunity for us today. I want to ask you to give a special gift this week that can meet some of the needs that we come across in the future. And so if you go to our website, you can go to giving. And if you go to giving, there's a category called Fall 2020 Care, where we're going to try to use as a fund to meet some of these needs. We want you to give so that others may have daily bread. You can give $2, you can give $20, you can give more if you want. But here's the catch, okay? I'm not talking about your regular giving. Many of you partner with Harbor, and that's a commitment that you've made, and we're so appreciative of that. What I'm talking about doing is going over and above and beyond that. We're talking about taking some of our surplus and giving it to somebody who doesn't have enough. If we're truly going to get, I think, this idea of our daily bread and being concerned about others having theirs, then that's part of what we do. We give out of our surplus. Does that make sense? I think there are lots of folks praying, give us this day our daily bread these days. And I just hope that we can be the answer to some of those prayers. Okay, so here's the second aspect of this everyday kind of dependence that we're looking for. Let's talk about daily in our daily bread. Specifically, how do we go about prayer so that it actually becomes more like everyday dependence that we've described? We haven't talked a lot about how to pray, but let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, I think it's important to pray often. I don't think that there's an exact way to pray in the scriptures, but I think that there are some guiding principles that we can follow. When we look at the New Testament prayers, when we look at the Lord's Prayer, it even says in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, that Jesus would regularly withdraw to isolated places to be by himself and to pray. So we pray often. Even if it's not every day, we pray often, and we approach, or hopefully we come close to praying every day, because we want to have this everyday kind of dependence. Second, we pray specifically. You know, it's so easy for us to kind of get in these places where we have habits, and it would be easier for us to, you know, to pray, God be with us, rather than God, would you heal my marriage, or God, bring peace to our city, or God, help this neighbor of mine who's struggling. But I do think that that kind of specificity is the kind of prayer that communicates dependence and trust in each area of our lives that we're asking for. Don't forget that our prayers are where we bring all of our needs, not just our physical ones, but our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual needs too. And so be specific in all of those places. And then here's the real practical challenge for this section. Start a prayer journal, okay? I think that that gets to the heart of the idea of pray often and pray specifically. Try writing out your prayer requests so that you can remember them each time you go, or each time you get to give us this day our daily bread. You know, some people really even get into writing out their prayers to help them focus, or for them it helps them make it more personal. But I think a resource might just simply be to grab a notebook and start a bulleted list of the things that you're regularly praying for, that you're regularly taking to your Heavenly Father. So that's the second aspect of this kind of radical everyday dependence on God, to focus on daily. So what's the third aspect or word? I'm so glad you asked. I want us to focus on bread. In our daily bread. Remember, we're not just thinking about essentials for me and for mine. We're also thinking about the needs of the larger community. We're thinking about the people who don't necessarily have daily bread. But I think it's also important for us to think about our spiritual community, Harbor of Hope. As a church, I think we need to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Many of you saw the announcement that we referenced this morning that came out on Friday with the elders about Kelly Tibbett's transition. I get it. I've been talking to many of you, and I've been in this place before. It's easy to think, here we go again. When is this going to stop? Or why, God? It's easy to become sad or frustrated or even angry when we're losing a staff member that we're close to or who has just done a really good job, and we don't want to see him go. But I think we need to keep in mind just a couple of things, okay? The first is this. Times like these are difficult, yes. But we need to find a way to celebrate too. It's emotional to say goodbye, but that just speaks to the emphasis that we put on relationships around here. That's who we are, and that's who God has called us to be. And I want to encourage you to keep investing in relationships. We don't just stop because we're in a hard season or we're in a season where we see people leaving. The rest of us, we continue to do what God's called us to do. Secondly, we take our difficulty and every other feeling that we have to God, and we say, God, we're hurting right now. We take all of that and we give it to you. We trust you to provide for our needs in your own way and in your own timing. And we thank you that our deepest desires and needs will ultimately be satisfied in you. Is it scary? Heck yeah. Is it disappointing when things feel like they won't ever quite be the same? Of course, but we'll never get to see what God has in store for us if we're not leaning into God's future together. So I want to encourage us all to be praying and asking God to provide the next lead pastor and team at Harbor. I know that many of you are already doing that, but some of us, my guess, are not, whether because we're frustrated, because we're sad. So let's make sure that we unite together and ask God to provide for Harbor. Can we do that? Again, I know that this is a difficult time, but we need to keep leaning into this everyday dependence, whether we're talking about ourselves individually, but specifically us as a community too. I think that's really important. Praying and living, give us this day our daily bread, is not easy, but it is so important. Jesus wasn't just talking about God providing for our physical needs. In John chapter 6, the disciples even bring up what happened in the Old Testament, that the bread from heaven in Exodus, how it was a sign of God's working in the world. And how would they know that God is working in the world today? And Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, because they were confused, always give us this bread. And then Jesus declared very famously, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Maybe that's us today. Maybe you're someone who's gone without Jesus for a long time. Maybe you've never had that bread of life. The good news is that Jesus makes himself available to you and to me and to all today so that we never have to be hungry or thirsty spiritually ever again. I would encourage you, as we pray this prayer one more time, to make it your prayer, to make it our prayer. And again, we'll do trespasses instead of debts. Let's pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.